And in Molly's Theory of Relativity, which was my last film, in which I actually cast a real-life couple as the married couple in the film, very much near the beginning of the film opened with a couple. We don't know much about them yet, but they're waking up in the morning in their bed, and we don't know they're married yet. And there's and so after a few minutes just lying in bed apart, foreplay begins, and they start engaging in, you know, in the preamble to an act of sex. And it's more than foreplay, in my opinion. And there's a scene that to the naked eye may seem like it's just an opportunity to show a man and a woman, and he happens to have an erection, but that's not what that scene is telling you. It's a scene that I worked with my cinematographer very hard to create pure golden light. It's morning light. I said, I want this light that we're inventing, because we don't know it yet, but the windows are all boarded up. But I wanted shafts of golden light falling onto the bed. We had the production designer buy champagne-colored sheets so that would absorb all that golden color and reflect the same kind of feeling. Her body, her skin tone is very olive-looking, so that complemented the golden. And so as we're looking at the two of their bodies, there were two things, that was not gold in the shot, and that was their matching, identical, silver wedding bands. Mm. For me, it's a way of telling the audience, this is not just a man and a woman going through the motions of having sex. I am now telling you, you're looking at a married couple. That's who conveys that information like that? To have two thin silver wedding bands stand out amidst this field of visual gold.
Mm.
Little things like that I love. People think it's all about dialogue with me. It isn't. I think that there are strong visual motifs in all of my films, and I've worked with some really, really good cinematographers, including the one who just shot Mad Women, an Italian woman named Valentina Coniglia. And because my films are so dialogue-driven, sometimes you do have to see them a second time to really gain a full appreciation for a lot of hard work that goes into this visual character in my film.